Hello, welcome to Wake Up Less Anxious with Jim. The goal of this podcast is that after listening to each short episode, you feel a little less anxious. If you're experiencing anxious thoughts, crippling doubts, and any uncomfortable feelings, this podcast is for you. Here, I will be sharing some quick and easy tips to deal with all your uncomfortable feelings. Promise, hindi siya mabigat because, you know, dealing with anxiety is hassle enough as it is. So, it's going to be a light conversation and I hope these tips will help. Please support by going to bit.ly/lessanxious and joining our newsletter. Hello, Anxnatics. We're back with another episode of Wake Up Less Anxious with Jim. And this is something I've been wanting to share for a while. And I think I put parts of these lessons in different Wake Up with Jim and Sab podcast episodes. And it's about the possibility mindset. Okay? The possibility mindset versus a problem mindset. And, okay, we don't realize actually how much we limit ourselves and our friends because of a problem mindset. Ano ba ang problem mindset? The problem mindset is when you focus on all the things that could go wrong, what's not working, what's holding you back. It's like this cloud of negativity, okay, that goes with you everywhere. So, and that happens with your friends, right? So let's say, for example, a problem mindset is someone says, hey, I want to start this new business or I want to get into photography. A problem mindset immediately goes into what could go wrong and say, oh my God, pero wala kang capital. Or let's say, I want to go get into photography. Oh, shucks, that's such an expensive hobby. What's the point? And, you know what I mean? Paano kakita dyan? Okay, so if that's the problem mindset, what is the possibility mindset? The possibility mindset is seeing each situation as an opportunity for betterment, seeing it as a chance to learn, to grow. And therefore, I want to share three practical tips to help you shift from a problem mindset to a possibility mindset. Number one, as always, it's awareness. You have to spend time with yourself and learn more about yourself. You have to invest in the quiet time. And that's why I always preach, you know, meditation, journaling. So one thing that helped me was when I made the big transition from going from corporate to starting a business, Linya, I wrote down in a notebook all the negative voices in my head. Okay. Writing it down, as in like I wrote it down and I wrote who was saying it. I really pictured, let's say, for example, there was a voice that was saying, you're wasting all your opportunity. You are about to get married. Why are you starting something new now? And then I wrote who that person, who I imagined that person was, basically kung sino nagsasabi nun. And I wrote them all down. And just by doing that, I was aware now, oh my God, the whole page is filled up. As in kulang isang page. There were so many negative thoughts from different people. And here is, I think, the clincher. The people that were saying those things, I asked myself, when was the last time that I see this person? When is this person an integral part of my life? Okay. So parang, just by doing that exercise, well, number one, you gain awareness. Okay, you gain awareness kung saan nanggagaling yung negative thoughts mo. And actually, even being aware that you have such a noisy brain is the first step. Okay? Kasi by knowing that, okay, what's the plan of action? And we go back to, so step two, reframing. It's really as simple as the words you use when you have a new challenge. Okay? It's reframing negative language with positive and, you know, like solution-oriented words. For example, okay, it's so different saying, "Hay nako, what's the next problem?" Okay, because I see this a lot, like especially like in my younger days, in starting the business or even working for a company, it was always like, "I just really want to fix this next problem para lang makarelax ako. Just can't wait hanggang matapos tong project na to." Okay, and by doing that, it's like your whole objective is like, eliminate stress, eliminate stress, eliminate stress, eliminate the problem, eliminate the problem. If you have that mindset, the problem with that is the problems will never stop coming. Whether it's in a business, you work for a company, in your marriage, your relationship, whatever, problems will come. So if you have the mentality of, okay, what's the next problem? How else can we manage our anxiety? I recommend the MindU platform. That's genuinely reshaping how we approach mental wellness. They offer low-cost talk therapy sessions, but what I really appreciate is that MindU offers a free toolkit for your mental well-being. From a community forum to a guided journal, a mood tracker, and even educational podcasts and articles, MindU is a game-changer in making professional help reachable and accessible. Download the MindU app from the App Store or Play Store and explore a world dedicated to mental wellness. So if you have the mentality of, okay, what's the next problem? I guarantee you there will be a next problem. And you'll be stuck focusing on that. And then, next, versus what is the possibility mindset language of that? It's so different from, I'm grateful that I finished this shoot. How can I move forward? Okay, like what can I do next? Just having that type of language will set your energy up. Okay, magiging iba na, wow, I finished that. I made some mistakes. That was pretty stressful. Maybe next time I can do this. Okay, and again, please don't confuse this with toxic positivity. I'm not saying that you can never see the problems in life. What I'm saying is, it's just a great job. It's a much better starting point than starting from, how do I get rid of this problem na naman? As opposed to, wow, this is by saying to yourself, okay, I'm grateful for this, and how can I do this? You know, I think yung maganda rin dito, it's not then about lying to yourself, saying everything. Let's say, for example, someone tasks you to do an impossible task, right? Just by reframing the language, okay, you can easily take responsibility. You can be accountable. You can establish the purpose in doing something when you put it in a question, okay? So, for example, another tip pala. When I say put it in a question, it's because people with a problem mindset ay mga feeling expert na. That's the problem. That's really the problem. Like, let's say you talk to someone, and I'm sure you know a lot of people like this, like, hey guys, I have this new idea, I have this new thing. And they're like, pero taas ng inflation, bro. Or, grabe pare, walang T-shirts, Danes, you know, or like, pare, T-shirts are going down. Or let's say, for example, when we're putting up the bar, like we put up Big Fuzz, check it out. Or we're opening up Puddy Rock, right? There are a bunch of people that could easily say, you know, they could easily be experts and say like, dude, that's the construction costs niyan, or dude, whatever. You know, they're experts, and that's the problem. That's why they're stuck in a problem mindset, as opposed to being curious. Being curious allows you to actually become proactive. Being curious says like, oh, you know, parang, oh, that's, I didn't know that the let's say, the bar industry was like that. Can you tell me more about why you're so interested in this? Gets mo? Parang, it's so different if you acknowledge that, okay, I'm not an expert in everything. I'm going to learn. I'm going to surround myself with people who are actually, you know, who know about these things, and I'll learn from them. So again, once again, you're in a proactive stance as opposed to reactive. Na parang, kasi yun nga, that's the problem. Like, you will be stuck in a problem mindset. Na, well, let's say for example, buying a house is hard. Buying a house during the time sucks. It's done. Tapos na. You know, you became an expert. And therefore, you could not explore the multiple opportunities that could have been there for you. So, for my last piece of advice, I think it's embracing failure. Embrace failure, see it as feedback, see it as an opportunity to learn. It's a stepping stone towards becoming better, towards success. I made so many mistakes. I experienced so much failure before I decided to start these businesses. And whether it was in a corporate job or whatever, I feel like the thing that kept me going was I did not allow my mistakes to deter me from trying again. I was aware of my mistakes and I was hard on myself, but I knew how to motivate myself. And I think it's as simple as changing your lens. That's why reframing, that's why I keep pushing the reframing thing. Because as long as, you know, life is hard. Life is so hard. And if you just change the lens which you choose to view life, it could lead to better actions. It could lead to better decisions for you. Yeah. So if you enjoyed this episode or if it helped you out, I hope you guys can share this episode. Tag me at Jim Bacaro on Instagram. Thank you so much for all the kind words for the pod. It means a lot to me. So stay less anxious. Bye.